This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Our guests are two people who created, write, and produce the web series Husband, Jane Espenson and Brad Bell. Tell us about how the show was conceived.
I think it was you, Brad, who said, let's make the Newlyweds.
Yeah, because because you had said, I feel like we've seen the gay guy and this gal pal on Will and Grace, you know, like that, we were doing that 10 years ago, like, what's the next thing? And, you know, we kind of sat there for a few minutes and didn't come up with anything. And then, yeah, Newlyweds, we just kept talking about sitcoms and things like that, and Newlyweds just kind of came about.
You both write all the episodes. What role do each of you play in the writing process?
Sort of depended which day you found it. Some days I would be doing a first pass at a scene. Some days Brad would be, and we would rewrite each other. It's extremely even. There may be a little bit more of your writing than mine in the finished product, Brad, but it was very... We were both either writing or rewriting all the time.
Yeah, well, and I feel like it's like this piece of clay or something that we pass back and forth so many times that...
Oh, I love that metaphor. It did feel like that. It has our fingerprints all over it. Like, that's what makes that metaphor so perfect.
Well, no, it does literally have our fingerprints all over it, too. I mean... We have handled physical scripts, so yeah, no, it does. And you know, even when there's something, what I like about it is if I come up with something and I'm the one who wrote that, I know that whatever that is wouldn't exist unless you'd come up with what you'd added on to what I added on to what you wrote originally. You know, it's like that. It goes back and forth so many times and evolves that it's really a cool fusion of writing.
Yeah, usually in a script, like in just a regular TV show I'm working on, I know exactly which lines I wrote. But in Husbands, I will sometimes get confused because we were so often building on some conceit that the other person introduced. It's like, well, the credit, it just is absolutely shared.
Husbands is probably one of the most famous examples of a web TV series. What do you see as the advantages of the format?
Well, first we should say people should go look at it at lovehusbands.com. Mm-hmm. And the advantages are, well, one thing, total creativity, but more than that is that you can reach people all over the world. Here we are talking to you guys in Australia. That's extraordinary. You can't do that with a regular TV show. It takes a long time for it to go internet. And even then, you're not going everywhere. Husbands goes out everywhere simultaneously.
What about the disadvantages?
Ultimately, you can reach more people, but you've got to get the word out. You know, TV has the built-in, right now, it has a whole lot of built-in eyeballs. But this is the new TV, and ultimately the number of eyeballs will be bigger.
Yes, ultimately. But until then, it's that, and it's not like you're driving Escalades making stuff from the internet, you know?
Right, yeah. It's so far, the money is flowing, but it's flowing in the wrong direction right now. But that will change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel like we're moving into a time now where, you know, it used to be like a web series was a way to get into, like, actual television, that now it can sort of exist on its own?
Yeah, well, I do, and I think that we'll get there more and more. It's still a little in the transitional phase, but I think that television is sort of transcendental technology that can appear on many different screens, and I don't think that it is necessarily that broadcast box the way we used to think of it. So I think that television is basically just transporting an image very far. And as long as that is taking place, then you have television. And I think that that's already happened technically. I just think that we'll see it more and more and it will become more and more obvious. And I think that we'll look back probably in the future and say, oh yeah, that was the time that television changed. Remember when television was that thing on the wall and you couldn't take television with you everywhere? I think our perception of it will change.
You raised money for the second season through Kickstarter. What do you see as the advantage of having fans fund the show rather than a network?
Well, they funded the show, but they were not there looking over our shoulders. I'll say that. They our fans were lovely and gave us money and trusted that we would give them a product they would love, which they do. networks, of course, want to know, they want some input in what you're putting on their airwaves. So, you know, you have to take notes from a network, and we didn't have to take notes from our backers. And that's the main difference.
Do you find that there are some fans who are like, well, they feel a sense of ownership and they want to have their say more now?
No, actually, we haven't found that. Have you heard of any of that? Cheeks, have you seen any notes where people are like, I gave money and I wanted this, I guess people are like, I would love to see them on a date in a restaurant or something, but mostly people are just sort of, they're having the fun of chipping in more than feeling that they have some sense, some need to take on.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that. And I've seen most, I haven't seen anyone dissatisfied with it either.
No, isn't that amazing? Like, I've seen, particularly on this season two, like, no negative comments.
It was funny because I saw someone say that it was really clever and touching, but it was a weak episode.
Yes, I saw that one too.
If it was clever and touching, what was weak about it?
Hey, Cheeks, I'm hearing like a jingle jingle. Are you jingling a jewelry?
That would be my dog, also known as Jack Russell Mix. But he's no longer jingling. I reached back so that he would not jingle anymore. But yes, he was scratching his ear.
Oh, okay. Just trying to make sure you weren't jingling a bracelet or something. Screw everything up.
No, those are my jingle bells. They make me feel festive. And I need a little Christmas right this very minute, you know? I feel.
You're currently three episodes into the second season. How was your approach for this season different to the first one?
Well, we had a little more money to play with because we did that Kickstarter. And there's a certain thing that happens on any TV show, sort of between the pilot and when you actually go into production, where you've got more confidence about what the show is about. The audience knows your premise. Now you can sort of go beyond the premise and sort of make things bigger, more beautiful, brighter, more elaborate. We've widened out our world. We brought in a bunch of guest stars. We just sort of did more confident storytelling with a broader palette.
Talking about the guest stars, was it a case of we want this person to make an appearance and then you somehow write around it? Or was it like we have this idea for a character and you ask that person later?
It was much more the second.
Yeah. Well, was it? Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah, we wrote it.
We tailored so much when we found out who was doing different things. I mean, especially with Trisha and Deechin and their dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
And I know when Joss was, like, up for it, we're going back and rewriting stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We definitely tailored it to them after we knew who we got, but we wrote the parts. We didn't sort of go sit down and go, let's write a Joss Whedon role.
Yeah, we created
and cast Joss, then rewrote Wes to fit.
You've obviously got, you know, the episodes in season two are much longer. Is that part of sort of that transition into, oh yeah, we're a lot more confident now of where we're going and what we're doing? Or is it, I've got so much more to tell?
I think it was just an effort to, give the fans something that they wanted because, people wanted longer episodes. And the way we divided it is the three acts of the show. And that's, you know, a very good way to present something. I mean, essentially what we put together are what would air where the commercial breaks would be. Mm-hmm. So you get your three pieces. It's a better way, I think, to tell the overall story because you get to spend time with the characters and really have that experience, and then it breaks in the correct parts.
This season, you've also been posting behind the scenes, little posts between the episode posts. What was the motivation for this?
To just give more of the experience. Well, I mean, part of it was that, you know, we do have, since there are only three episodes, we wanted to have more stuff for our fans to see and experience so that it wouldn't just be three episodes and then done.
3 weeks and you're out. Didn't feel like enough.
Well, and you know, the experience on the set is so fun and just so unique. And we knew that people would want a glimpse into that. And we wanted to be able to give that to them, because they made it possible, you know, for us to be able to do that. And we wanted to bring them on set, to experience it.
Those people dug deep to give us the money to do the season, and the idea of like that you're there with us, getting to see it. That seemed like something really special.
In October, you're going to launch like a 6-episode digital comic series. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, this is through Dark Horse Comics, and who I've worked with before on the Buffy comics. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like this like really good mixture to sort of take these really, I would say robust, like these characters on Husbands. There's just this feeling that there's a million stories you can tell with this relationship, and we can only tell so many on film right now. So let's branch this out. Let's sort of take this into a new place and see what these characters can really do when you take them off their leashes. And we still are writing those, and we're having so much fun with
them. What have you even thought about season 3 or anything like that yet?
I've thought about it. Yeah, I've had thoughts about things.
We feel that there are definitely more husband stories to tell, and there will be a way to tell them.
You're just sort of figuring out how that will happen.
Yeah, and America has not seen the last of Cheeks and Brady and Haley.
You haven't seen the last of us. And I have to say the world, because we are talking to Australia.
That's right. I know. I keep saying America. I've done that more than once.
You haven't seen enough. I know. It's because you're from the broadcast world where everything is America.
Yeah, it's true. You're so used to thinking that the audience is America, and it's so not true. And it's just part of this terrible network/American mindset where I have to re-educate myself to think globally.
I know. When I found out that non-America countries had television, my mind was
Thanks very much for joining us, Brad and Jane.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.